I was asked a question, which is a tricky question. The question was asked, so how do you do that you should know yourself? How do you go for that? What are you doing in order that you should know something about yourself? And we could ask ourselves too, why should you know yourself? We all are masking that what we are about is to be mekayem Torah mitzvos. So I don't know myself. So what? I will not know myself. I'll do the right things. That's where you go. I think that is a good Lakewood question, that's right. I'll do the right things, and that's it, you know. Once the race starts called for, and I'll listen where man is, or enough to be. And how are you? What are you doing? How are you going about that? Is there any mitzvah to be a psychologist on yourself, and you have some insight, you can say, I know my tchune is something, or why, and how do you go about it? So first, Rabbi Yisrael dealt with Rabbi Yitzchak about that. Rabbi Yitzchak was a big Irui, no question about this one, and he was a big masmid. He was Yodua, as one of the biggest masmidim at his time. But he was discovered to Rabbi Yisrael, and to his surprise, when he became a Baal Musa, he became a butler. I think that's a very common thing, that's right. So that's he became a butler, and he complained to Rabbi Yisrael about that. He wrote the letters of Rabbi Yisrael, they are not there. So Rabbi Yisrael's answers. But Rabbi Yisrael writes him about that he complained.
That
means I was very much into Asmodan. I was learning Kesedel, and this became weak because I, with other words, I became a butler. Yeah? A butler in the measurements of Rav Yitzchak, by us that would be ganz good in our learning, but. It doesn't matter, it's about the quality, you know? The quality of Rabbi Yitzchak changed, and he complained about that. I don't know whether he complained to the extent that he said, oh, okay, I'll give up, I will quit the job, I'll quit the being the membership of the club, as I don't know, but he complained, and I'm a butler. And then Rabbi Yisrael says something. He wants to teach him that no, you are not a butler. You are dealing with an old sugya. That's what he says. Eisik amides. That means the eisik with your own keuches and nefesh. Muchach meoid. So that's muchach. Rabbi Yisrael says it's muchach. We ask why do you have to have it? So Rabbi Yisrael says you have to have it. We'll see. You have to have it. You have to deal with yourself. It's not enough only to do what's right to do. It's not enough that you are doing in a punctual and what's right to do. You have to work with your own midas. It's muchach moed, v'tzorich zman ve'idan leze. And you need time for that. So this is an enormous gilui. An enormous gilui for us. That in order that you should touch your personality, let's say Eisik Amidus, it's touch your personality, always needs time. Without Zman, no Nefesh. Yeah? No Nefesh. You will not touch your Nefesh when you don't go into the dimension of time. You need time for that. So this is a big Chiddush, because you have to understand, this is a longish time you need. It's not a time which is, it takes time. No. You need time. It's not because it takes time. You can't say, you need time to build a house. You for sure need time to build a house. You can't buy it in the, even on Black Friday, you can't buy a house, you know. You can't just buy a house and put it away. That doesn't go. You have to put walls and you have to put the floor. That takes time. But that's not the intention of Rabbi Yisrael. Because that's not called Tzorich Zman Re'idam. That's not called Tzorich Zman. The Tzorich of Zman is not because, what shall I do? I can't do it at once. That's not the point. The point is, when you could do it at once, you'd lose it. Because you need time. That's the point of Rabbi Yisrael, yeah? There's no point to do it at once. So this is a challenge which is enormous by us. It was already a challenge by Rabbi Tzele, because by when you understand well in a Lomdische way, now without going into any we'll see that what we perhaps in learning Torah there is also a part of your nefesh inside which needs to be developed. That could be, but I don't want to go into that. But be'etzam, when you are mekayim a mitzvah, or even when you learn, be'etzam, in an ideal world or an ideal way, you could do it immediately. You know, let's say, not without going into that, into other, but be'etzam, when you understand the pshat immediately, you're fine. You understood it, huh? Of course, you need Omol HaTorah. We'll speak about that. You need Omol, but it is not for the Toitzoah. The Zman is not needed in that sense. You reach the right shot. You reach the right shot. You can read a book, a sefer, when you have a good head, read the sefer, and it has a good shot inside. So you have the shot. You know, it doesn't take time. And for the mitzvah, for sure, for the mitzvah by itself takes time because they struggle the lulav. But or to put on the tefillin, but it's not the time which does it. It's the action which is, in a certain way, a punctual action which is there, and you did the mitzvah, you made the kiddush, you put on the tefillin, and suddenly, when you do have an eitzik with the midas, you need time. It needs time. Because touching your nefesh needs time. Without that, you will not do it. You can't. And for us, this is very difficult because we are, I will say that a little bit because it's negiah to that what is around you. Yeah? And you have to understand, it is a very dangerous place we are in because in our modern society, most of the things are punctual or are punctual affordable or punctual accessible. And when you understand well, perhaps we didn't speak about that. I don't want to go into that too much, but one has to know what is the problem. And the problem is not always what you think. Yeah? But when you know, and today people have to know that also because of the education of their own children. When you know what is one of the biggest problems of all these media or what is there, it is this immediacy, yeah, that is called everything goes immediate. And even nafshisike developments go immediate, you know? Because you have only that amount of time it's true to say that in Lakewood, but you only have a certain amount of time which you can put something on the screen when you want like this. There's no infinite. Then suddenly the moods which go through from pah to pah to pah, that's all immediate. And when someone is exposed to that and he sees it b'chush, he begins to think that even a talich nafshi is immediate. Yeah? You could immediately be under major depression or in major aggression, and then immediately you change your mood and you are the happiest person in the world. I saw it. We're foolish. It's a mitzvah. And that is dangerous. Because you lose that major factor which is there, that things to touch the nefesh need time. And they need time be'etzem, not because of the difficulties which are involved, not because the obstacles which are in, only because it needs time. And without time you don't touch anything. and think over our impatience, which is growing, and our goal-oriented society, which always wants to reach. It's one big denial that time is anything productive. Yeah? Time is non-productive at all. Non-productive. When you are a duck, in the world outside, now by us we'll see that, but in the world outside when you are the duck, when you have, today you cherish child prodigies in music. Yeah? And a guy at the age of 12 was able to play, you know, transcendental etudes from Liszt. Unbelievable. Yeah, but he's a child. He's immature. It's all one big wrong thing. Yeah, you don't know when you understand what it means, time and maturity and age and all these things, they are essential for your nefesh. Yeah? They are essential. And you don't get that. We always think that everything is punctual. And that is a part of our society. We could think about that. That a part of our society which is worshipping that thing, that everything should be punctual, everything should be immediate, you know, no time involved. And we are bending in front of that. And that pushes our nefesh out. It's just gone. You know, our nefesh is not there. So the problem Rabbi Tzale had with that he said, I became a butler. Because of the Musar, so that was by him work, and that was a delicate thing. By us, it is a major problem. The major problem is that we don't give any time anymore. And time means that you do not immediately see payers and you do not immediately see a progression. It takes time. And the time is a major factor in that. Yeah? Okay? So that is the first thing which when we want to know ourselves, and the pitfall of your question was that I was under tremendous pressure, that I should produce a immediate or a ready-made answer. I was myself in the same mistake. I thought, oh, they ask, how do you know yourself? So perhaps I have a trick that you can magically know yourself and then you immediately will know yourself. And then I was thinking to myself, I am like retarded, you know, like I myself do to myself the thing which is the biggest mistake. And I want to produce an answer which goes immediately, and that doesn't go. Because you will never know yourself immediately. Not try yet. It always takes time. Okay? But what is that? It takes time. I will sit down and wait, and then it will go, you know, it's just, I will, it takes time. You know, it takes time. So I take a Havana, and I go and wait on Hawaii, you know, till the time is over. And then I will be in the same place. Because no time went by. So how does the time go by? And I do something, but I do something dafke, which takes time. What does that mean? That means dealing with the issue. Not reaching anywhere. Dealing with the issue. And this thing, that is the practical side of this necessity of ich dachte, Englisch ist richtig, wie spoke der weiter? Die über Englisch, kriege ich mal. No, I don't know, I say English. Okay. Of the necessity, I forgot, I'm here in the yeshivish place, I have to speak Yiddish. I thought, okay, I want to be Medea. I know Yiddish, okay, so I can speak further on in English, okay? So this necessity of time, it is a necessity of accepting that the dealing with the issue is the main point, not reaching anywhere. Huh? Very difficult. very difficult, so senseless, and don't reach anywhere, so I just, it makes no sense. The whole point is to reach. Think over, we are occupied all of our lives with a building process which needs time, because you can't make a building at once. But you are nearly not occupied with the thing which we simply deal with the issue. The first one which says it, you have to deal with the issue. Now you understand that? Eina toel es yoytze elo min achazoro olof v'hasmode. So this you translate in a very silly way. You think it's brainwash. That's right. That's what this you will not understand immediately by the first read, because the first read you won't have chidushim more than you had beforehand. So in Mele, the PowerPoint is brainwashing. So please, go brainwash yourself. That's the way you read the Ramchal. No. The Ramchal you have to read because you have to have iyun. Brainwash goes without iyun, you know. He says you have to be ma'ayin. But you have to be ma'ayin. Then you understand this. So finita la commedia. You understood it. No, doesn't do it. Even after you understood it, you have to go over again. Because the point is you have to deal with the issue. That's the Ramchal. You have to deal with it. You don't have to reach anywhere. You have to deal with that sefer. Dealing with it. And that is, we are vomiting that out. Our society is not, that's why I am against, but better, I am against the classical mahalach of learning Musa. Not because I'm against it. Because it doesn't speak to the society in the way, the place we are in. The place you are in, we lost that time, which is needed. We lost that dimension. That chazorah all of us, mother, is a dimension which is needed. No. We need to understand. And when I understand, fine, fartik. No. Then only it begins. It only begins when you understand. That's what the Ramchal says. It's not that you didn't understand, you understand it. And you know it. But you have to deal with the issue. So this is a very painful place we are in. Very painful. We are in. That it is nearly a place where, how can we make avoida? How can we relate to avoida when we are so far from that we accept that we need time, we need to deal with an issue, because the dealing itself does the job. Not the reaching anywhere, the dealing itself does the job. And then your nefesh will be connected. Because your nefesh connects to a thing only because you deal with it, not because you understand it. We all say it the whole time, you know, we think, that is the difference. We say, yo, when I am a mathematician, I don't have to be a triangle, you know? And that's farzei. That's for them, you know, the goyim. That's a goyishe, the goyishe malo. We bo Hashem, we have Torah. So by us, and when I learn your vomit, I have to kill my wife or myself. Yeah? What do you want? By us, it's not the same problem. It's all kala'achri, only because the content is different, that's why it's different. The difference between the oilami bachutz and our oilami is because the content is different? No. Because the world is different, my dear friend. It's not because the sukh knowledge is different. No. No, that's not the point. If the world is different. So when we are losing that we are not dealing anymore with this time and with this investment of time, when we lose that point, then we can say glut on ourselves. When I am a London, I don't have to be a triangle. I had a boy like this by me in the sukkah. He said he wanted to speak to Leuchter. That was a new, I have to be Moedia. I said, this sukkah, I entered a new stage. But then someone came to me, Weiss the Chois, in order afterwards to tell his friends he was by Leuchter in the sukkah and spoke with him. That never happened to me, but that guy wanted to do that. So in the beginning I was nice to him, but when I hopped that that's what he wants, then he was a Nebuch, you know. He just at that moment had to be a Nebuch. And then he said the most silly thing. He said that someone told him that the one which is a real London, he will be the real Baal Midas. Because the London has a Dakistike Havona in thing, and that makes him be a good Baal Midas. So that was enough. At that moment, he had his portion, you know. So, no. First of all, the Metzius is not like this, you know. Just the reality is against that thing. And Yerovam is against that thing. And Chazal is against that thing. It doesn't help you. Because it's exactly the same point. No! Dakistike Havonis and Nefesh are not the same thing. Dakistike Havonis is a thing. You need to have a Dakistike Havonis in order to work. But the Nefesh is not totally in the Dakistike Havonis. The Nefesh is totally in something else. It is in the dealing with the issue, in the time you invest. Yeah? And you do something with your time. That's what is needed. And when you don't do that, then your Nefesh is gone. No, that's I only explain with other words what the Ramchal says in Hakdama. Yeah? I don't say any Chiddush over here. No, only we lose that thing. We are losing that, and our society is pushing us in that direction. So, Mimele, when you are artificially 20 minutes a day learning Musa and not really knowing what to do with that, and then we learn Musa, but we brainwash ourselves and we learn the Perek again and we learn that again. It doesn't really do the job, but it does the job. But it only does the job when you deal with the issue day by day. Not when you learn Musa in a mechanical way. No, like the mitzvah de Raisa at 7 o'clock, and then you learn. No, you have to deal with that, and the dealing can be in all different kind of circumstances. But you have to deal with the issue. When we are not on the same page in that, we can't speak together. We can't speak because there's no avoida going on. And you will ask me 100 times, how is the way to know myself? And then I can't answer you. There's no language speaking together because I can't answer without keli, you know. And the kli is like Rabbi Sol says, tzorich zman ve'idan leze. You need time. You need time for that. So the Rabbi Sol in the Sogaim, that's a riddle. In the Sogaim says, Lemi esh asher betivoy eine mesugel kol kach. He says, I don't know what he means. No one knows what he means. But he writes it to Rabbi Zale. So whenever you'll say, okay, the Ayyachide Skula, which can do it without that element of time, but Rabbi Sol was clear that Rabbi Zale Peterburger was not able to do that. So, fine. Atkan, you know, so then I don't speak with you more, you know, that's it. Atkan, so it is, I don't know what this Sugrai means. It's like a modern Sugrai, but it is for sure, by us, it is for sure like this. It is for sure that the Zman Ve'idan, which is needed over here, you can't learn it differently than to say it is a Lomdish Zman, the way we said. Not a Zman like to build a home, because that makes no sense. That doesn't mean it needs time, because the activity itself will tell you it needs time. So I don't have to tell you that. You need time to build a building, yeah, for sure. You know, I can't just put it away, you know. That for sure needs time. That's not the needing time. I can't tell you it needs time to learn your mamas from the beginning till the end, or blah, blah, blah. That's for sure, because it needs time. But when you say it needs time, the Eisek Anafshi means it's a long distance time. You can't get rid of it. And that's why Rabbi Sol says that what you complained, that you became a batlan when you dealt with Musa, it's not that you became a batlan. You simply were dealing with the issue, with the sugya, which needs time. And that's why your hasmoda was going down. B'chalapog is in the time when you were dealing with that sugya. Because hasmoda or precious or all these things, they are not compatible. That's what he means. It's an incompatible two. There are two tnuas nefesh. There are two movements in your nefesh which are going in a different direction. The one dealing with an issue, and the other one this understanding or this precious or whatever you want. Yeah? being alone
and being separated and
doing the right things.
Good.
So that's the first thing.
Now,
we have to understand
that this is a
big mafteach.
Only I want to
show you.
So again,
it's Torah
and mitzvahs over here.
Torah and mitzvahs.
Not only Torah, but
also Torah.
The Gaon,
we spoke about that
yesterday.
The Gaon
in Perek Yud Zayin,
Pasuk Chof Dalet,
says
that
when it says
Es Pnei Vein
Chochma Ve'en Eksil
B'Ktzei Oretz,
says
Es Pnei Vein
Chochma,
the Mevin
has a
Hanoah
from the Chochma,
and
the Ein Eksil,
he wants to
finish the Masechta
when he begins.
He wants to have
to make a seal.
Yeah,
he wants to learn
30 blood
a month or something like this.
That's
a ksil.
Ksil,
it's good.
Both
are good.
That's
Rabbi
Degon says.
Both are good.
But the one is
a ksil. He can't
be a
pnei mevin.
He can't
be a mevin.
So when you can't
be a mevin,
then you need
some goal to
reach.
But the pnei
mevin
is to the chochma.
And
he's nene from
the chochma.
Why?
So now this
is the biggest
thing. He's
nene from the chochma.
So,
as
a good,
over here
in America, I
think everywhere,
you would say,
of course,
that Pnei Mevin
is neither from the
Chochmah because
he loves thinking,
he loves the Chochmah.
That's right?
The Gaon
doesn't say it.
He says, no,
because
he's Mekayim,
the Mitzvah,
when he's
doing the Omo.
And not
as he loves Chochmah,
he's Mekayim, the
Mitzvah, by doing
the Omo.
And he
says,
I'm happy to
be Mekayim, the Mitzvah.
That's the Gaon.
Makes
like no sense,
you know.
You have to have a
hanoah
from the chochma.
No, he has hanoah from
doing the mitzvah.
What does that mean?
So,
with our words, we
spoke beforehand.
The Gaon
over here is mechadish
that
the pnei mevin
has hanoah
from
dealing with the
thing because
that's what the boy roiler
wants.
That is the mitzvah.
The mitzvah
is dealing with
the learning,
not learning,
not knowing.
The mitzvah
is dealing with the
learning,
also in learning.
Yeah?
And
then comes a
big chiddush.
Because
then the whole
Omol HaTorah is
not only
like an Omol
of building a house,
which
technically you
can't really
reach the top
before you build it,
before you build the walls.
You can't
do that. So
you need time
till you reach the top.
No,
that's not the
way learning works.
Otherwise
there's no mitzvah involved.
The mitzvah is
knowing.
Only Achmos
Olechtam, you know.
And that's
the way you normally
hear
Omol.
It's also good.
You hear it
the way
we all know it.
You
hear it that
there is some
mashgiach
which says a shmuz in
yeshiva ktane
for the bochim which
are Jewish,
you know,
which are not so good.
So you tell them,
no,
it's the point, you know,
by us in Torah,
Baruch Hashem,
the point is
not that you should
reach anywhere.
Omol
is also good.
And
you have to be
content with
your Omol HaTorah
because
Onu rotzim,
heimo rotzim,
ameilim,
omol
is the ikar.
That's what
you hear,
it's a shmuz
for
noshim,
ktanim,
on shaitim.
Yeah?
That's the shmuz
for.
But for me,
which I am a good
London,
Baruch Hashem,
I don't need that
mashkiach.
I
know
how to learn.
So I don't
need that pop-up
speech.
It's not a pop-up
speech.
No,
it's the truth.
And the truth
is
that in learning too,
there is the
point of
dealing
with the sugya.
Another
point of reaching the
end.
The sugya
itself
calls for an end.
Because
the sugya is there in
order to understand.
That
the Gaon himself says.
You will say,
I don't want to learn
that now with you.
But
the Gaon says,
of course,
the sugya
is there to be
understood.
Of course.
That's
what the topic
is about.
But
where is your mitzvah?
Where
do you
relate
to it?
Do you
relate to it by
knowing it,
or do you
relate to it
by
dealing with it?
That's the
difference between a
ksil and
a mevin.
The mevin
is
dealing with
a sugya.
The ksil
wants to know
the sugya.
Yeah?
The ksil wants
to know.
So the ksil,
in the beginning,
he wants to know the
end, because he wants
to know the sugya. I
have to have clarity.
And
the mevin
is happy
to deal
with the sugya,
because that's the mitzvah of
the Boreil.
The
mitzvah of the Boreil
is dealing with
it.
It has to be
dealt,
for sure.
The sugya,
dealing with the sugya
doesn't mean
that you sit back
and eat
amis boina.
That's not dealing with the
sugya.
That's dealing with
your own dimyoinis.
No?
But you deal with the
sugya. That
means
cheshbon.
Make your cheshbon.
I don't know whether
over here in Lakewood too,
I know from Eretz
Yisrael,
The sugis with cheshbon, they are not the most popular sugis. You have a juicy lomdish sugia which you can immediately say it's a hakira mitakim tzad or gimaldi. But the cheshbon in the sugia, until like that's not so popular. But the cheshbon, a sugia with cheshbon be'etzmon is much better. You know, it's much better because you deal with that cheshbon and you deal, and then you put your head to the wall and make boom, boom, because the cheshbon doesn't work, you know. In the end, I don't know, I have to give you a drach in learning, but in the end, the point is always, what's the havamina of Tosis, what's the maskon of Tosis? That's always, that's what it boils down to, you know. The learning always boils down to what, you don't forget the havamina when you come to the maskon. Don't forget, don't do that. And what's the havamina? That was the maskon, what is that? Yeah, that's, it boils down to that. So it's always in a certain way a cheshbon, yeah, that you should keep things together and not making them falling apart. And one of the big problems by us is in learning that we make things falling apart. The things are falling apart, you know. We have the nice vault here and the nice vault there, and we don't see that. No, it's one sugi, it's one thing. Okay, however, that's not our union. But it's always about cheshbon or things in a sugya, that's close to the truth, that's an omol, that means you deal with that. You deal with the sugya, that's the difference between a swara, you deal with a swara, you deal with yur. When you deal with the cheshbon, you deal with a sugya, but you deal with it. You have to deal with that. That's the mitzvah. Okay? So there, you are content. You are happy with that you deal with the sugya. Or, you're happy with that you deal with your avoider. That's the mitzvah of shorim. In a chazor olov v'asmoder. You deal with that. Okay? So now that's the groundwork. I had to do that groundwork first, that we are on the same page. The question is how long that thing goes. How long do we sit here? No. So someone normal has to answer. So till when do we sit here? Okay, let's make a chesed. Whenever you want to go, and you feel enough is enough, you just get up and walk out. I am jet lagged. I'm the first one which wants to get up and walk out. But I can't, I have to say the shir. So maybe I say it till the end. But when you want to go out, go out. Don't stay because of me, okay? So then I feel free to speak. And whenever you feel that you want to go, don't hesitate, you will not be pegging me. You go, okay? Then I feel free to speak. And I don't go till 10, you know, I will not do that. I will not do that. Okay, so that's the groundwork. Without that, we can't speak. Clear? Without that, and we have to appreciate how much this itself is a mapeche. Because we are not giving the factor of time a dime. Gurnisht. We don't give a dime for that. Gurnisht. It's only a bedieved, that whole thing. And when that is the case, we will never be able to know ourselves. We will never be able to touch our nefesh. No chayach. It's ni chayach. You'll do the right things, but you didn't touch your nefesh. Now the question is, what's the difference? So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's good, no? Don't come to me now, we'll be a machine. I know one guy, don't mention his name, in Eretz Yisrael, somewhere, which really, he works like a machine. Mamash. On the second, you know? On the second, learning, and then immediately sitting down, and it goes everything on the second. And I always say, when really we believe in Darwin, that guy, his anical, will just be born as a machine, you know? And just, will do like this, you know? Because, no, that's not normal. Okay, but we are not machines. Don't come with that. When you don't know yourself, you are like a machine. That's not true. It's not true. For sure it has my flavor. For sure it's me. I do the work, and I do the learning, and I do the mitzvah, and I do the benod lo chaveiroi, and I do the mitzvah benod lo chaveiroi. So what's the big deal? So I will not know myself. What's the big deal? Rabbi Sol says, muchach. So why is it muchach? Why isn't that person available? Two reasons for that. There are two reasons which we cannot lose the contact with ourselves. One is negative and one is positive. The negative is that the person can fool himself from today till the end of his days about himself when he doesn't have a contact with his own nefesh. You can fool yourself entirely. But entirely. Yeah? I give you a dugma. Rabbi Saul says in Michtav Dalet, but there are endless dugmas like this. First, I give a dugma, and then a ma'isa. The ma'isa was not the same in the, it was in the, on the same midah, but there were different reasons for that. But the first is the dugma. Rabbi Saul says in Michtav Dalet, a person which is once covered, that means he is void of covered in his nefesh. He wants to have covered. What does he do? So we all think, when I want covered, I sit in my chair and I will take off this, that's for sure not, you know, and even in the back it has one. I didn't know that. I have no eyes in the back. And the back does also sign like this. I have to take off this nice sweater and I will sit here and I have a long beard. I have to have payas. I have to grow that and then humble and sitting here. And then wait you to get up, you know, this. I have such a hanua from that you just, you know, that makes me feel warm around the heart. I know what means a rite of COVID, you know. I know that, you know. You're sitting in the ma'ariv and wait that someone should tell you, and they take you in the mizrach, and that's why you have in the frak, you have two knobs behind. I never understood it. Why don't you have it in the front? I only want to see them. No, it is because you are in the mizrach and others have to see that, you know. That's why the two knobs are in the back. So you stand in the mizrach and then you stand there and then everyone sees that you have a frak and you have a nice stuff. That's what you think. Rabbi Saul says, no. You, when you are void of COVID, you will make all the efforts to satisfy all the needs of all the people. You will be the perfect servant, servile. I think you saw the servile. You say that in German. That means you are these people. Once in a while, which, for example, when I come to America, once in a while the people, they open the door for me in the car. So I when you do that twice to me, I will not go with you anymore. Because no, Baruch Hashem, I have feet. I have my own hand. I can open the door myself, but it's like, I will have a cup of water. Can I help you? What do you, and everyone, you know, I come house and when you want the halvor, I organize your halvor. And you feel, the one which does that, he feels that he reached the pinnacle of anover. His mamish a scoop or lidrocholeo. Mamish, he makes the rotzen of everyone around him. But be'etzem, he wants the approval. He wants that, I can't survive that you should not hold of me. I can't survive that. I need your approval. I need that you say, Leichter is a great guy, you know. Whatever he sees a need, he always does it. He always supplies that. That's a real Baal Chesed, or a real person there for others. And I have to have that Hargosha. I'm the biggest Roid of Kovat. Yeah? The biggest. But what? I don't see it. I don't see it. I will look and make a cheshbon nefesh by night, and I smell all my ma'ase. Anover. Chesed. Noisibolim chaveiroi. Moiredik. COVID? No. There was no COVID around, you know? Absolutely no COVID. I want mamish clean. I really don't understand what that means, right of COVID. And that was a ma'ase shroyo kachoyo, which I was once, or I had a frak, so maybe I have once in a while the schus to sit in the mizrach by a hasa'a. When you have a bus going to a chasna somewhere. So I sit where the rabbonim sit, because that's already awkward when you go in the frak back and then you sit next to Bochum, which they sing or whatever, that's not a good place to be. So I sit in the front, and next to me were two rabbonim, which were known in all of Eretz Yisrael, that for a shtikele COVID, they are walking long distance. That was yodua lekulam. That means that was yodua. That was not the thing which was a sod, or that was a thing which was no. That's it. There are people like this. Others go for money, others go for COVID, but everyone has his little thing which why he is not 100% Nokia Gavimel. Okay? Yodua. That was yodua in the tzibur. I will not tell you the names. And they spoke together. About what? About COVID. And my ears were popping out, you know, that was very interesting. They speak about COVID. And then the one says, you know, I have absolutely no Hargosche in Köln. And the other one says, yeah, the Alter von Köln says, COVID is a stuss. She'ein be'olov makirim oisai. It's mamish gefährlich, COVID. And they spoke like this, and my ears were just growing, you know. I was just, lo yo'uvil ki is super. What's going on like this? What's going on here? Well, that's what goes on. You can have a mistake with yourself from beginning till the end. Yeah? You can fool yourself in your life from birth till death. And you fool yourself. Yeah? And you think you have certain meters, it's lotu bimba loyal, chundaval, nothing. Yeah? So that's the first reason, that because when you fool yourself with your meters, you could do things which are very awkward. And that's what happened. These two people, for example, why were they known in the Tzibur that for a shtickle like COVID they walk long distance? Because they did things which were not so normal, you know? Otherwise it wouldn't be known. But they did things which are ganz klar, you know? No question about that one. But you don't see it. You can't. When you have no contact with yourself, with your own leaders, then you do things and silly things. And the Rabbi Saul says in certain places, you do averes ad la shomayim yagiyu because of that. Yeah? You'll be pergeya other people, you gandan other people, you are mazik other people, and you don't see it because you are not aware on the midas you have. And you think you are only right of the emes, and you're only truthful, and you're only a kanoi or whatever it is. Or kanoi, okay? Whatever. So you can have a toast with yourself from beginning till the end, and you do the wrong things. That's first. Second, which is needed to know yourself, is that you have to know your koiches. Because koiches are a tremendous arsenal which you have of munition in order to be matzliach in your life, which the Borei Olam gave to you. And when you don't activate them, there's a taina on you. You have a taina. I think the Mishnah says it in the Mishnah, have a Kal Kanesha. Yeah? Kal Kanesha. So I never understood really what means Kal Kanesha. Nesha is a very heavy bird. When a Nesha has to be, a Nesha is a big one. That's not a Netz or a, yeah, it's a Nesha. A Nesha is like this, something like this. And when you have a Nesha on your arm, and the Nesha comes and makes like this, then your arm is gone. You know that's gone, because the grip will break your bone. When you have it, and you can't, perhaps a Nesha is also good like this, but you have to have an as thick as a leather thing around your arm, you know, that you shouldn't be hurt. That, this has a grip which is, that's like, the grip is there to kill, and that's the way it takes the prey. Okay? So, and then you say Kal Kanesha. What's Kal Kanesha? It's a heavy bird. It's a colibri. It's a good thing. Or you have a Tzipor Dror, you know? The way the Tzipor Dror or something, which goes, Dror is also not so, so yeah, but no, it's a Tzipor, small. What's that? Kanesha. But the Nefesh has one mile. The Nesha, when you look at Neshorim, they are lying in the air and they don't do anything. And they just make like this and they go up. And then like this and go down. And make like this and go right. And then like this and go left. They don't do anything. They have a chokhmah to use the existing wings. They don't make an effort. It's effortless. They can be hours and hours in the air without making ones like this. Like only like that. And there's the air, they go up with the air. And they go down with that. And they go left. And they go right. That's the way they can do it. That's the kalus of the nesha. No other peyush. So kalus in avodah means you use the existing wings. Where are the wings? The existing wings are your peyush and nefesh. Those are the existing wings in your avodah. And you have to use them. Harness them. Ah, that's a good word, that's right. You have to harness them. The existing koiches, you have to use them for avoida. I tell you, for example, a thing which is a very silly thing. It's a silly thing, but I know that. I gave out, when you, so perhaps you saw that, I gave out once a Haggadah of Pesach. And the Haggadah of Pesach has a nice layout. I did it. I was sitting in front of the computer, I did that myself. And my friends told me, you are insane. But I did it. Page after page, I made that layout, and it came out very nice. You know, people, that layout people said that, a very nice layout. I did it myself. Why? Because I knew, when I won't do it, then I will never write the Haggadah. It's a silly thing. But it's a koyach hanefesh. I need this satisfaction that I see a tritzor, then I'll work. But when I work only theoretically, then I will work theoretically 100 years, you know, because then I would say, a pshat like this, and then a week later, another pshat like that, and a pshat like this, no, that's perhaps like a hosofa like this. You know the people which say work at work, at work, at work, at work, at work, at work, and it's always better. It's always better. It's always better. It's always better, and there never comes out anything. You know them? Yeah? Hi, you know them well, that's right. So you know these people. So I would be the same one. So what is the factor which crystallizes out the work? It's this silly thing that I see something is happening. I know that, but this is an existing wind. This is an existing, even a shtus by me. I know that koyach by me, that's a shtus. But you have to harness that koyach in order to work. And then you do work. And then you can make productive work. Yeah? It's not... Yeah, that's like a silly thing. I tell you, I would be very ashamed, and I would tell you, and I have a positive career. You know, I don't tell you, but I don't know. The emes have a sheikhs to Amover. No, I know, but this one is a silly one. But it makes no difference. Those are kirchas in your nefesh. When you harness them, you can reach heights, and you can reach distances which you couldn't believe you can reach, because dealing with a thing is not the question of a decision. You see the difference? When you deal with a thing, you deal with a thing, you deal with your koyach hanefesh. When you want to reach somewhere, a lot of times we think we can reach somewhere with our decision. We decide. We decide to do it. But you can't decide to deal with it. You have to deal with it. But we decide to reach, we decide to do. Like that, we are very much into that. We decide. We didn't make a decision. No. We have to deal with it. And we have to deal with it with our koyachas hanefesh. The koyachas hanefesh are not about the decision. The koyachas hanefesh are about something which carries me on. And that reveals itself with the time. When you take your time and you have your time, then you begin to see that there are koyachas hanefesh which are working within you. Once in a while, things which are silly, once in a while, things which are very deep and noble. But you are megaleh your koyachas hanefesh. So there are two reasons. First, you shouldn't fool yourself from beginning till the end. And believe me, you can fool yourself from beginning till the end. When I tell you these dugmos, is it from Rosh Hashivas or from whatever it is? I tell you this most, everyone is smiling. It's not only because it's a good story, because everyone knows someone which falls into that category. That's right? Because you know people like this. And then I want to reveal to you that you yourself are also one like that. I myself also one like this. Because as long as you don't deal with the issue, you just fool yourself. And you will fall into that pitfall, no question about that. You have to deal with that. First. The second is, you have to use the existing koyachas to harness them in order to reach where you wouldn't believe that you could reach. Okay? That's the hechreach. According to my opinion, those are two very important hechreach. Two of them. Okay? And now the question, how to deal with that. You have still time? Yeah? Okay, no chabisalem. Again, I cannot give a immediate or a foolproof plan how to do that, then it will be the same shtus as not giving time. Yeah? So I can't say a magic formula, which when you use this formula, it will work. That's not like this. I only can make a hatzor of a plan. Okay? Okay, let's see. when I want to. It's clear till now. I personally think, well, it's hot. It begins to be hot. Let's take that off. More mechuba. Perhaps only with this thing. Okay. Good. Let's go like this. It's only a hatza'ah for work. It's not the end. It's a hatza'ah. When you are dealing with an issue and you want to deal with something, you have to deal on the background with what you are have a tzio. That's right. You have a tzio of what would have to be. Dealing with the issue is always. You don't deal with the issue that you deal with the issue on a clean slot. You always deal with the issue because of a tzio. You have an idea what would have to be. That's what you deal with it. Otherwise, you don't deal. That's not called dealing. That's called suffering, you know. But deal with the issue is always. I have a tzio how to do that. I have an idea. This is a very important step of self-knowledge. That you should concentrate yourself on what is your demian or idea, not a bad demian, a good demian. What is your demian? How to tackle a thing? How would you go about saying the first brocha in Shmona Esra bekavona? How would you go about that? How would you go about that? Not how does it look like when you will do it. You understand the difference? How do you move towards that? Not how does it look when you reach there. When you reach there, you will have a kavanah on every single word. But how do you think, can you do that? So the first thing you think, in a very cruel way, the way we are built, that we think it goes immediately, the first thing we would think is, say, okay, I make a decision that, make a chizik, that I should have a sign next to me that make a press or like a kvetch or make like this before I say Shmona Esra, I make like that, or the three steps backwards and forwards, they will remind me that now I have to have Kabbalah. And you will do it, that's a good plan. And you'll do that, that's a tzio. You'll do it and you see you'll fail. It's almost like Alzheimer. I tried it. You know, I said, okay, I have to be mechavad. Then Boruch Ato Hashem Elekeinu Elekei Avriseinu Watchkan, you know, it's a line, two lines. So then you have a plan. Okay, the main point is I should have a certain kavanah. So let's say quickly. So then you understand that's a cheap way out. Yeah. No, I have to have kavanah. But try out when you will decide to have a kavanah. That's a good plan. You have to decide to have a kavanah. And then you do it, then you see you fail. And then now it comes this, that you think, okay, now I decided, it doesn't go, I have to decide stronger. Big people said that. And that's, according to my opinion, is a shtus. You may be choylik also on the miluim, that's right? You know, I may be choylik on people, you know, I think it's not right. No. When you see it doesn't go, it's not the question you have to decide stronger. Because that's the pitfall of immediacy. That's the pitfall. That you think, the decision is enough. No, it's not. There are koyachas hanefesh involved. It needs time to develop that. But in the beginning you'll say, I will decide, and this will do the job. And I will decide very strongly, this will do the job. I don't know where you are holding. I don't know, now it begins to be winter. But I had once, for example, the point that my Shabbos suit, the Friday night, was like a disaster. I told you that once. I was falling asleep every single time. Soup, sleep. That's it. And I could do what I want. We were eating fish beforehand, so I was eating horseradish. And that I can eat horseradish, so that way, horseradish. And then soup, puff, sleep, that's it. It was impossible. And I decided, didn't do anything, till I said, no, there is something wrong with me, that I have to change my attitude. So what is the attitude? Where do I see that there is a problem going on? And I began to see where's the problem, never mind. Yeah? But in the tefillah, it's the same thing. You decide to daven with kavona, and you make a strong decision, and you reveal that you are not far from being Alzheimer or Pick disease or something like this, which you have a mental disease, you just can't be mechaven 8 lines. Are you crazy? The point is, no, you are not crazy. You don't activate the right kerchas. That is the revelation. And then you begin to think, where are the kerchas I have to activate? What are they? You know? Is it emuna? Is it hachnor? Is it a tziur of the world? Of a tziur of hashkocha? What do I have to do in order to do that? So that's what I tried to do. And I found out with a long time dealing with that, a certain mahalach, how to daven. And now people, for example, I have now a mahalach how to daven first brocha, which I can do consistently. Huh? The first brocha I can daven consistently, without problem. Hopefully that will last. But now it looks like I can't do that. Once I don't do it because I don't do it, yeah? But I have a mahalach how to do that. Now people want to know, Tzalich, what's the mahalach? If that doesn't help you. That is the same thing. You want, okay, Leuchter perhaps did something, perhaps something. So now he reached somewhere which is a very precious thing. I also want to daven the first bracha with Kavodah. Perhaps you'll tell me what you do and I'll do the same thing. If I do it, it doesn't work. Because you didn't take time. You didn't activate your keuches. You didn't work that out. You will only have this technical answer from me and you will fail. You will fail. I sign for that. You will fail. It doesn't work. This is your disappointment when you read Avodas Zarim, like Alishur, or like things like this, and you do exactly what he says. It doesn't work. Because by him, that was out of a Zman Ve'idam, and by you, it's out of a moment. And that doesn't do the job. You have to take that, what took by him Zman Ve'idam, and make yourself Zman Ve'idam with that. Then he could be a good advisor. Or a good, I call that tour guide. I told it to Mashgiach in his face. When Alishur Chelek Sheni came out, it was a big thing, you know. What was a big thing? Everyone bought the sefer. Here in America also, they ordered it. And it was a big thing. He had such a simcha. So it was a big thing. And after 3 months, I came to Mashgiach and said, Mashgiach, I think Alishur Chelek Sheni is Shikha Zatayla. So he laughed and said, what do you want, Leuchter? What's reason for me now, you know? I told him that in his face, you know, I think Shikha Zatayla. So what did my mother say? But I told him, because people think that Alishur Chelek Sheni is like a cookbook. Yeah? Take 3 eggs, have a kilo of flour and margarina, put it on the man, put the man with the margarina in the oven, after half an hour, sablonis. No, it's not like this. It's not a cookbook. That is the same mistake. What by him was a nafshistike development, by us, it's a punctual answer. It doesn't do the job. It does not. I give you all of my achrayis, doesn't do the job. This is the whole problem I have with that you're going and working on Musar without that dimension of Zman Ve'idam. Without that, it just makes no sense. Makes no sense. Because you will have the best answers in the world, but you take it in a punctual way, and not in a way which has a development to it, has a Zman to it, then it won't do the job. Won't do any job. It won't do anything for you. You need that. So the same thing over here. When you want to see, you have one thing, like one task. I want, it's always, that is the Meile of the Torah Mitzvahs we have. We don't have to make introspection in that sense. That we sit down in the armchair and kishkes kriegen. You know, you run your kishkes and think, I now detect who I am. That's not the point. I do. But I do with a plan. I do with a plan how to approach a thing which it takes an effort or takes a time to do it. Like tefillah. Or like making chesed with someone which takes time. Not making chesed with someone which is $5 into a pushka. That doesn't take any time. Only make a chesed. You know this, when you want to make chesed with someone and then you have it in your throat, you can't vomit him out and you can't swallow him down. It's just stuck there. And that's it, you know, stuck. And now you don't know what to do. And that's, now the chesed begins. Now you have to deal with that. Yeah, and then you think, oh, I'll be such a sovereign, and I'll be such a nice thing, and they will write about me, my Sefer Zicholon, I was close to Rabbi Yelavid, and then you see that doesn't last more than one day. And after one day, again, you want to vomit that guy out, or you want to swallow him down, and it doesn't go. And you have to activate something else. Yeah? Your expected COVID from that will not last too long. Too long. It will last a little bit, but not too long. Yeah? Or you have to be flat out crazy. When your expected COVID will do the job, then I think you are crazy. Yeah? But however, so then you have to activate another thing, because it takes time. It's there to deal with. You have to take something which is there to deal with. A Shmona Esrei is to deal with. A first Seder or a half an hour at the beginning of first Seder is something to deal with. Yeah? It is a Chesed is something to deal with. There are things to deal with. And you make a plan. Like I have a dinyan. How could I do that? And then you should not simply change your direction. You have to think. Then you have to begin to think. And that begins to be the Hakora Atzmis. To think, what was wrong with that? And it didn't work. So by the decision, when you only decide to daven, it's not a big deal to see that was wrong with that, because the approach of decision is wrong. That's already a big asset. And then you say, I have to do something else. And that doesn't work yet. I mean Shabbos. You know, first I decided. And then I took my make myself pain in order not to fall asleep. Didn't work. To my amazement, didn't work, you know. It did work. And then what do you do now? Yeah? And then with the time, I had a mahalach that I can not fall asleep by the first through the Shabbos. I now can't do that. I also can't fall asleep, never mind, you know. And I can both things. But I can also not fall asleep. I know how to do that. What do I have to do in order not to fall into that? Because it's a question to deal with that sugya with a plan. You have a plan, and you are measuring up with that plan. And that reveals to you that things are working or not working. Now, how to call that? How to call these koiches? This is now not our issue. That could be that we once have to speak about that issue. How to call? Because our dictionary about calling good things is very limited. We have a very, very limited dictionary. Yeah, we don't really know how to call names. It's now, that's not the issue now. That could be an issue, which will perhaps, when you're interested in that sort of topic, we can speak about that another time. That could be an issue that we have to recognize ourselves with Torah. That is an issue. Yeah, I have to have a Torah recognition of me, not only a stomach recognition of me. But first we have to enter this field that there are things to work with and there are ways to work with. You have to enter the field. Then we can think, and what does Torah say about that? How Torah approaches that? So this is only a first step over here. I didn't finish the work. Because you are not yet there that we are knowing even a mashehu, what the Torah wants from us with our Torah and Nefesh. That's not yet there. Yeah? But I can't do the whole job at once. You see how it's. Hopefully, I made myself clear. What I told you tonight, I tried. It is not complicated. I don't think it's complicated, and I don't think it's news which is merafsi nigra. You know, just things no one thought before. It's just such an iluishkeit. No iluishkeit involved. It's very simple things. Very simple. But things. No one addresses that, and that drives me crazy. That is a thing which is really painful, because it's a central problem we have. A central problem we have, and no one addresses it. No one. No one addresses that point. What does it mean dealing with a thing, and what does it mean the reaching and wanting to perform and wanting to be punctual, perfect, and what would be that? And that's not the issue. That is the ksil. The Ksil wants to understand the sugya. The Chochem wants to deal with the sugya, or the baby wants to deal with the sugya. The Ksil wants to understand. It is flabbergasting. You think the Chochem wants to understand the sugya? No, the Chochem wants to deal with the sugya. The Ksil wants to understand the sugya. That's what the whole Gaon says. He wants to understand, and that's wrong. I want to deal with it.
And that's mitzvahs also. I want to deal with that. I don't want to hold somewhere. I want to deal with it. And this time which it takes to deal, that is the revelation of yourself. There you are in. And by the understanding, you are not in. The understanding is in. And you could import the understanding for somewhere else too.
Yes?
Because you understand it. Finished. You are in the dealing and not in the understanding. You are in the dealing, not in the success. There you are. Yeah? And we have to put that back to ourselves. And that's the Zman Ve'idan of Rabbi Saul. Okay? So that's what I wanted for this time. I was asked this question. I hope that is interesting for you. That sugya, that thing. But I was asked this question. A question posed to me. That you want to have a certain beginning of a mahalach. How you are able to know yourself. I think those are very important points we have touched today. We didn't finish the thing at all. Whenever the Eibushter will tell us, I will come back. We can have another time on that. I think it's a lot to think about what we spoke today, and a lot to work about that. Okay? But till now, that's enough. Otherwise, we will really go till 10, and then it's too much.